Chapter 15, The Mystery of the Brahmana's Children. Once upon a time, a Brahmana's wife gave birth to a child who immediately died. The father took the dead baby directly to the king's palace in Dwarka. Kings ruled according to God's natural laws, and they took good care of everyone in the kingdom. Although the king had done nothing wrong, the Brahmana went to the palace door and complained, "King Ugrasena is envious of the Brahmanas." The Brahmana's second and third children were also born dead. He had 9 children. Each of them was born dead. Each time he came to the palace gate to accuse the king. When the Brahmana came to Dwarka for the 9th time, Krishna and Arjuna overheard him complaining to the king. Arjuna spoke to the unfortunate Brahmana, "My lord, I promise to protect your children, and if I cannot, I will enter into a blazing fire." The Brahmana replied, "My dear Arjuna, though Lord Balaram and Lord Krishna and so many other heroes such as Pradyumna and Aniruddha are here now, all carrying bows and arrows, none of them could protect my children. How can you promise something which was impossible for the Supreme Personality of Godhead? How can I put my faith in your promise?" Arjuna said, "It seems that you have lost faith in all Kshatriya kings. I am neither Sankarshan nor Krishna, nor one of Krishna's sons. I carry the bow known as Gandiva. I once satisfied Lord Shiva by my skill when we were both hunting in the forest, and he gave me the Pasupatastra weapon. I shall bring back your sons, even if I have to fight with death personified." The Brahmana, now hopeful, went home. When his wife was about to have another baby, the Brahmana called out, "My dear Arjuna, please come now and save my child." Arjuna took out Lord Shiva's special arrow and stood there with his Gandiva bow and other weapons. Krishna waited nearby, and many people gathered there to watch the brave Arjuna protect the Brahmana's baby. The Brahmana's wife had a healthy baby boy, but within minutes, both the child and Arjuna's arrows mysteriously disappeared. In front of Lord Krishna and everyone there, the Brahmana began to accuse Arjuna. "Just see my foolishness. I put my faith in the words of Arjuna, who is expert only in false promises." Arjuna did not give up. He used his special power to go to Yamaloka to meet the Lord of Death, Yamaraj himself. Unable to find the baby there, he went to the planets of the fire demigods, the moon planet, and finally to Brahmaloka above the heavenly planets. When he could not find the baby in all those places, he prepared to throw himself into a fire, as he had promised the Brahmana. Lord Krishna, however, did not want to lose his good friend. "Stop," he said. "First, let us look for the baby together." He called for his transcendental chariot and climbed onto the seat with Arjuna. They crossed many planetary systems until they reached the outer covering of the universe. horses were afraid to cross into the darkness, so Lord Krishna sent his Sudarshan Chakra ahead to light up the sky, 1,000 times brighter than sunlight. When they reached the Brahma Jyoti, Arjuna closed his eyes. He could not tolerate the glaring light of the Brahma Jyoti. "My dear Arjuna," Krishna said, "the glaring light of the Brahma Jyoti, which you are seeing now, is simply coming from my own body. Just as the sun and the sunshine cannot be separated, similarly, Krishna and the Brahma Jyoti cannot be separated." After leaving the Brahma Jyoti, Lord Krishna and Arjuna went into the Karna Ocean, a deep and wide spiritual body of water. Lord Mahavishnu, an incarnation of Krishna, lies upon this ocean where all the universes of the material world come out of his body when he breathes out and enters back into him when he breathes in. When Lord Krishna and Arjuna entered this beautiful water, there were such huge waves and big winds that it seemed as if they were entering a hurricane. Arjuna soon saw a large palace with thousands of jeweled pillars. Inside that splendid palace, he saw the gigantic serpent form of Anantadev, or Seshanag, with thousands of hoods. Each hood was decorated with two fearsome eyes and valuable dazzling jewels. His body was as white as snow. His neck and tongues were bluish. Upon the soft white body of Seshanag, the all-powerful, all-pervading Lord Mahavishnu was lying very comfortably. Mahavishnu's body was as dark as a new cloud in the rainy season, and he was dressed in yellow clothes. His beautiful smiling face was framed with curling hair, and his attractive eyes were like lotus petals. He wore beautiful earrings and a jeweled helmet upon his head. His 8 long arms reached to his knees. The Lord's chest was marked with the symbol of Srivats, the resting place of the goddess of fortune. His neck was decorated with the Kastuba jewel and a Vaijayanti garland of lotus flowers down to his knees. Nanda and Sunanda and the personified Sudarshan disc stood by, ready to serve him. Against this grand setting, Krishna and Arjuna entered and offered their respects to Lord Mahavishnu. They bowed down and stood before the Lord with folded hands. Mahavishnu said, "My dear Krishna and Arjuna, it is I who have brought the Brahmana's babies here. I wanted to meet the two of you for a very long time. No one but you would ever be able to find them here, or would even come here looking for them. Together, you are non-different from Lord Naranarayan. You have kindly removed so many demoniac kings from the face of the earth. By following the laws of religion, you teach the whole world how it will naturally become a peaceful, prosperous, and happy place. Thank you for coming all the way to Swetadweep. I feel happy and blessed. Now please, take the Brahmana's children back to him. He and his wife must be suffering since losing them. Both Lord Krishna and Arjuna offered their obeisances to Lord Mahavishnu and returned with the children to the Brahmana. Lord Krishna's special mission was to protect the devotees and kill the demoniac kings. Therefore, he killed many hundreds and thousands of demons. Some of them he killed personally, and some of them he ordered Arjuna to kill. He brought many pious kings, such as Yudhisthira, to rule the world in peace according to the rules of religion. Krishna's pastimes are so wonderful that even the Supreme Lord, Mahavishnu, who is non-different from himself, was attracted to Lord Krishna.